colleague. Sorry, I just had a bit of trouble connecting, but I am with the meeting. Eddie, if you can just please allow me to share.
Bueno. Morning, Chairperson. Good morning.
We can hear you, Eddie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie. We can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Morning. Okay, it seems like the problem's on your side, right, Eddie, because we can hear you. You can't hear us.
Oh, no, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Can you all hear me?
Yes, Eddie. Yes,
Eddie.
Oh, okay. Morning, Chairperson. Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Sorry, yeah, just allow me to share, please.
Yeah, I will do that. Morning, Chair. Morning, Chair. It looks like Chairperson might be having difficulties, but it is on the system. Babalwa, can you please call? Morning, Chair.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me, Eddie?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hello?
Thank you.
Yes, Chairperson, we can start with the meeting. We have got 5 members, but when it comes to adopting the report, we need to have an extra member. We need to have 6 members, but for now, we can start the meeting with the discussions. Thereafter, when it is time for us to adopt the report, probably other members will have joined. We'll have 6 members. Over to you, Chair.
Morning, colleagues. Good morning, honorable members. Morning, Minister and your team. We'll start with the
recording in progress.
That committee meeting that we cannot proceed with the adoption of the report on Tuesday. There was an indication from the content advisor that the request which we've made as a committee, but also the commitment from the portfolios we conduct oversight, could not respond to the written questions or from members, and that delayed consolidation of the report, and we deferred the meeting as to this Friday, which is this meeting, and we've taken a decision to invite the minister to perhaps account the concerns raised by members on the delay of the responses, because we view this as a critical report that we should being considered on Tuesday. And secondly, that we also want to put to the attention of the minister or the team that is in attendance on the development in Chatsworth Home Affairs office and Herigwala office. I'm sure it has been brought to our attention by Honorable Masiko and also Honorable Pile on that front, or the part of the Home Affairs. And I think we'll need the department to pay attention. I know there may be various offices. They may need to pay attention to that front of the office. We correspondence from Honorable good work that office is commenting the work of Home Affairs, particularly on the booking system, turnaround time, and the customer relation on that front. And I will put to the attention of the member. So I want to indicate that, and I think Minister or the DM or DG, if in attendance, will need an urgent response to that on those two issues. Before that, I'll request content advisor if there's any other matter since Tuesday, progress, so that we don't attend to the item number 3 without verifying that, and 3 to comment on that. Will not take longer the meeting, as I've indicated that other members would have to attend other committee at 9 o'clock after that, so that we're able to release members. Mr. Salma?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, we received the responses we needed from the department on Wednesday afternoon, and we incorporated those changes. I've received one additional input from another member, which we can add in the meeting now, just one recommendation. And we also received additional information from the department on the response to our recommendations in the budget report earlier this year, which we've also incorporated into this report. So we have responses both to last year's BRRR and this year's budget vote, which we've incorporated, which had an effect on the recommendations, which have been reduced now. And we've taken on board the inputs we received from members on the draft at BRRR, so we're ready to go.
Okay, thanks very much. Minister, I'm inviting you to comment on the issues committee raised. Thank you. Deputy Minister?
Thank you very much. No, I'm here, Chair. Thank you very much. As you know, Chair, myself and the Deputy Minister were out in Geneva for that whole week, and but we read the questions that members asked and the responses. But I think DG will be in a better position to take us to the responses. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm aware that DG fix your tie. Can you fix your tie, Minister, so that...
I was not aware that... Thank you very much. DG was here, in fact, he looked for me. I don't know what's happening.
Good morning, Minister. Good morning, DM.
Mr. Matose?
Yes, Chair.
It appears the DG is not in attendance. Minister, can you guide us? Because the DG seeming is not in attendance.
No, DG is in here. Was speaking.
DG was speaking, Chair. When you called Mr. Matozzi, DG was trying to speak.
Okay, sorry. DG, proceed.
Morning, Chairperson. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now you can proceed. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Minister. Good morning, Deputy Minister and members, honorable members that are on board. I think there are two issues that we want to bring to, at least to the attention of the committee. Firstly, I think it's to apologize for the late responses that we provided to the committee. As you know, Chairperson, when we last met on Tuesday, after the presentation of the annual report by ourselves, the IEC and Government Printing Works and the BMA, you did make additional requests for questions to be sent through. Some were responded to and others we were supposed to respond in writing. And we truly apologize for not responding timeously. As you know that once we received the questions, there were additional questions that we received and as well as additional points of clarity that we thought we needed to get from the committee before responding, particularly for questions that Honorable Ruos had raised with us with regards to finances, which we have now responded to through Mr. Simons. I think he has just confirmed that he's received them. And then there were other questions that were sent through to the BMA, and they were able to respond, of course. You did indicate that this was outside the timelines that you wanted us to respond to. And as you know, that the BMA from the 1st of April has become a standalone entity. So there was also a transition issue that we had to attend to with regards to the emails. They are moving from DHA to BMA, and therefore there was a bit of a challenge in terms of the syncing of the emails, which led to some of the delays. As you know, we have aging infrastructure, and we're trying to upgrade the that. We truly apologize for that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. There are two issues we have raised in relation to the offices in Herikwala and
Hi, Chair.
Yes, Mr. Matthew.
Yeah, no, you broke. Then we could not hear you.
I was saying that two issues to in relation to Home Affairs in and Chaswell. We have received correspondence Honorable Masiko and Honorable Pillay, the status of those offices. Can you just take us through what are the issues that are put to account to the matter that you prefer? DJ?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think with regards to the office in Herikwala.
Mr. Matanzi?
Can you still hear me, Chairperson?
Yes, Chairperson. Chairperson? Hello, Chair?
Yeah,
yeah, DJ was speaking. I think the challenge would be on
your
side.
You can hear the DJ.
Chair, I think you have got a challenge with the network that side because we could hear DG when he speaks. Hello?
We can hear you, Mr. Matonzi. I'm not sure
yes.
Whether I should pause a bit while you reconnect the chair.
No, the chair is on the system. It's only that no, probably has got a challenge with his network. Let me just. Yeah, it's on the system. Chairperson? I think, DJ, if you can proceed, then Mr. Pillay will preside in the meantime while I'm asking Babala to call him if you can get a good spot where there's network. Chairperson?
Okay. So on the Herikwala matter, we have tasked the provincial manager, including the DDG operations, Mr. Mabuso, to look into the complaints that have been leveled against that office. And once they've concluded, they are...
Yes, Chair? Chairperson? Hello, Chair? DG, through Mr. Clay, if you can proceed while I'm calling the chairperson.
Noted by Eddie. DG, can you continue?
Yes, I was saying, Chair, with regards to Harry Gwala, we've taken note of the complaints and also the messages that we received online. And it's a matter that we've tasked the DDG, responsible for operations, and the provincial manager to attend to with a view to getting a report so that we can share that report through the minister with the committee with regards to the allegations of poor service delivery at that office. That's on Eric Gwala. And then with regards to the Chatsworth office, which you have visited yourself, Honorable Kile, I've visited the office myself. It's an office that is looked after by Public Works and Infrastructure. And you will recall, Honorable Pillay, I did indicate to you that there was a meeting that was led by our minister, Minister Motsoaledi, together with the Minister of Public Works to look at all the requests that were sent to them. And Public Works at that meeting, I did not necessarily attend the meeting, but the feedback that I got from the CFO and our chief director responsible for facilities was that Public Works has requested for a bit of time to attend to the issues that we've raised as Home Affairs. We do know that that office is in a dire state, and this morning I am at 9:30. I'm having a conversation with my counterpart, the acting DG at Public Works, with regards to looking at alternative solutions. The reality is that we need to relocate from that office, not only ourselves, as you know that there's also social development. And I've visited the office myself. At the moment, Minister and DM, we currently have a mobile that's there, but clearly it's not adequate to service the people of Chatsworth, given the challenges that we have with that office. So perhaps after the meeting that I'll have with the DG, I'll then be able to provide feedback to you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, DG. I'm not sure if the Chair is back, but Eddie, can I proceed?
DG, I think you can proceed. You will, yeah, I called you, said he can hear you.
Sure. Thank you very much. DG, just to say that yesterday I had the opportunity of engaging both the Minister of Public Works and the Minister of Social Development, because the concerns around our offices, like you said, overlaps with SASA, the SASA's based there. And I want to propose, because our ministers in this meeting, if they could have a bilateral between Public Works and the Minister of Social Development, to look at an interim solution. I must emphasize that we have a disaster waiting to happen, and we are going to end up with a lawsuit if that ceiling caves in. And to avoid that, we should at least be able to look at risk mitigation. And one of the short-term solutions would be for us to be able to relocate in the interim measure. I must also indicate that Public Works did come out the next day. National Public Works came out with engineers to do an assessment. But I have to also place on record that there's a report from the Department of Labor dated back as far as 2020 that says that there were supposed to be 60 days to remedy some of the things, failing which there would be it would lead to a criminal offense. Now we're in 2023. And that has not been remedied. And I'm concerned that if Labour comes in, they are definitely going to shut down that building. Mm-hmm. And it means that services are going to stop for this community. Somebody is. Can you mute that person? Thank you. So, DG, just to say that we have to look at an interim solution. I'm not sure if Minister wants to comment at this stage.
No, Chairperson, thank you very much. I am really a bit disappointed about this turn of events, because we had a very lengthy meeting with the Minister and Deputy Minister and the whole department, including the DG of Home Affairs. Of course, our DG was not there. Each and every infrastructural problem that is happening between us and Public Works was put on the agenda. We started maybe even 10 years ago about each infrastructure project that was thought about, that was planned, how far it is, where are we now, when were we supposed to open it, and what's the problem. And the Minister of Public Works and the team promised us, even with dates, it's a pity I don't have the people here, on what date will they deliver some of those projects. This one was not featuring, Chairperson, the infrastructure unit in the Department of Home Affairs did not put it on the agenda. I was not even aware that there's a problem we are mentioning, from which we were warned by the Department of Employment and Labor, because I know I was in health. I used to deal with the Department of Labor almost on a weekly basis about these issues of building, and I know exactly what it means, because they may even close the office if you don't comply. So I'm wondering whether the infrastructure unit did know or did receive such a report, because then it's a long time it should have been repaired. So I think maybe we need to go to the department, as Honorable Pile is warning, because we wouldn't like any disaster to occur in that regard. So maybe we'll go back and see if we can't replace everything with mobile in the meantime, or relocate immediately. But you are aware that in terms of the rules, relocation still needs to go back to the, what you call, we still need to go back to the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. But yesterday, I had a lengthy discussion with the Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, because I happened to be with her yesterday in Cape Town. I happened to meet her, and just informally, I wanted to know, after our meeting, which took place about 10 days ago, how far are they? She informed me that if it comes to a push where we are no longer satisfied about their progress, she said we might have to approach IDT, because this day, she said, they are delivering schools and clinics at the lightning speed, and she's very satisfied with their work. As you know, it's a structure that falls under Public Works and Infrastructure. And on Wednesday in cabinet, they just added two members of that board, and she told me that it is doing very well. So I said we'll give them 2 weeks to see if there's any progress in whatever they are doing. Then we'll go to that plan B. But Minister, I mean Chairperson, on this issue of Chatsworth, that it was even flagged by Employment and Infrastructure, I'm sorry, I didn't know about that. I'll have to find out why our infrastructure unit did not know about such a serious matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Minister. Minister, I must register my serious concern on the part of the department, because that report was actually submitted by Vukani from facilities at DHA. And it's almost a year now that there was a site visit with the DDG, with Vukani, with the provincial manager, where another report was tabled. And there has been constant follow-ups in respect of that. So I'm concerned when you say it did not even feature, and I think that's something you need to work on off this meeting, so that you're able to address that. But thank you very much for those responses. We are going to proceed with Salman, who's going to give us a brief. And at this stage, we can release both the DG and the Minister, because we are going to be adopting the BRRR.
Okay, thank you very much. Before Chairperson, Salman coming?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity because the minister is here. Before you release the minister, we just want to know, because we have written a letter to the department in August requesting certain information from the department. Even now, it's October now, we have not received any response to our letter. Nothing. So can the minister please provide clarity on that in terms of when are we going to get a response to the letter that we sent?
Honorable, your points have been noted. I'm not sure. Minister, you want to respond or can...
Yes, I want to.
Sure.
I want to.
Thank you. Sure.
Yeah, Chairperson, I'm not sure whether there is a breakdown of communication within Mr. Morales' organization. I've got a meeting with them about this matter. Last week, I was speaking to the president of his organization, their commander-in-chief, about a similar matter. And we agreed that everything will be raised in that meeting. If I'm not mistaken, the date has already been set for such a meeting for me to sit with them because there are too many things that needs to be explained. And I'm looking forward to that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Minister DG. You can be released now.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Adam, over to you.
Thank you, Chair.
Adam, also just note that when you're doing that, you don't need to go into reading every single word, but please summarize because the documents have been sent to all members. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Yes. What I want to do is just briefly go through some of the additional information that the department has sent us on the last year's BRRR and the budget vote report, which were added since the first draft. So I'm going to go through that, and then we can go into the recommendations so you can see that some of the most of the issues have been considered. So for that, we're going to go to page 39 of the document, which is the response to, last year's BRRR. And in terms of striving towards a clean audit, the department committed to remain on this path and to address irregular expenditure, and that the audit action plan was addressing all the AG findings in addition to internal audit recommendations. And they were holding regular back to basics and EXCO meetings on the matter. On the Minister of Public Works, should ensure that all officials and others who were found to have acted on the illegal procurement at Baitbridge held to account, and indicating that the SCOPA had received a report from EPWI on the addressing of that matter. The need for the department to increase its partnership with CETA to resolve network issues within 24 months, which we posted 2 years ago with an outstanding recommendation, and that CETA reported that the bid for appointment of a layer 2 service provider has to implement the redesign of the core architecture had been with their auditors, and migration of service from old legacy equipment to new equipment had been completed in the following offices: Bloemfontein, Polokwane, Potchefstroom, Babatu, Beta, Kimberley, Bisho, Welkom, Uppington, and Pietermaritzburg. I'm not going to go through all of them. I just want to make sure that the ones that we took out of the recommendations are addressed. On the matter of working on weekends and after hours, the resolution for Saturday work has not been reached with unions, but the department will expand the service 7 days a week using the kiosks once they're ready for rollout, and in the future the DHA bill, when it's passed, will allow for 7 days work 7 days a week work operation. So those are the previous year's recommendations. And then in terms of last year's recommendations, The speeding up of underbridge birth certificates, the department reported that it had increased its birth registration to close to 800,000 within 30 days, and that 80% of births were now registered within 30 days. And further improvements would require connecting additional health facilities, which they were doing within the confines of their budget. And then on 6.22, the DHA should report on the rolling out of the modernizing of its remaining offices, and that it was the department indicated it was expanding its mobile units to provide smart cards, and additional 100 units were being rolled out during this financial year. And the self-service kiosks would be another level that we rolled out to stop the issuance of green ID books, ultimately. On the branch booking system to all offices to include the collection of documents, and they indicated that this had, the BAP system had been rolled out to 200 offices, and it was completed in the second quarter of 2024 in response to the budget vote report. So this is a BRRR report. In response to the budget vote report, they indicated they had, in fact, expanded this budget vote, the appointment system, to include the collection of documents as recommended by members. The application for passports and ID documents to banks had been expanded to more banks, and the announcement will be made on this expansion as soon as it was confirmed. So on expanding these mobile offices to more schools and cooperating with social development and improving on DNA Connect results, the department indicated that geographic areas with a population of 40,000 or below were considered for mobile offices, and that the dual connectivity to these mobile units was being expanded. Again, just mentioning on the increase of those mobile units, and that they were collecting significant amounts of applications, around 200,000 for IDs. And the work with the Department of Basic Education on providing matric learners had been prioritized, and that there was an ongoing engagement with the Department of Health for free DNA testing for indigent people. On irregular expenditure, the department is taking all possible efforts to detect and prevent irregular expenditure from arising, and that the unaudited amounts at that stage were around 32 million, and it went up to, I think, 40 million in the annual report. But that consequence of management is being applied to the officials who are found to have been responsible for that. On that one, we've turned e-home affairs relevant. On the hiring of 10,000 youth to work on the project, an update was requested within 3 months, and that this would be undertaken in three phases. The second phase, recruiting 4,000 in March 2023, was currently being conducted. And the address of the last phase was placed in the second week of May. They did indicate that many of the new employees had taken on additional jobs, and that they lost a couple of hundred of the applicants as a result, but that they were going on, they had the same budget, ongoing recruitments taking place. In terms of addressing IT challenges, they mentioned engaging CSIR to assess the entire DHA network and understand its architecture, and on security. They were conducting technical security and risk assessment to determine the impact of ICT service disruption. And the ultimate purpose being to stabilize the ICT ecosystem. So, and there is further update on that and from the budget vote recommendation. Okay, that one we don't need to do. That one is fine. Okay, let's address. On the recommendations to the GPW, they should report on the introduction of legislation for ring fencing expenditure. And the DPW indicated that the state security documents with GPW were being considered to for non-competitive bidding processes for security purposes. The GPW was also able to achieve the objective of securing the sovereignty of the country by ensuring that all critical state documents such as identity documents, letterheads, political principles, and matric certificates were solely with the GPW. And the legislation for the provision of ring fencing for security documents will only be introduced when the state security bill is assented to and signed off by the president. And there's an update on that later. To date, the GPW's state security printing bill had been following the draft legislative process towards the finalization of the bill. Both the national and provincial departments had been consulted. And there are two outstanding provinces that remain to be consulted before the bill with cabinet. That matter has been addressed. On officials being held responsible for the loss of financial data without the relevant backups being in place, the investigation conducted after the ministerial review panel handed over a report to EXCO in September 22, and the recommendations were being implemented, including 9 official letters and written warnings to staff and the forensic investigation. One official has been suspended and one is under disciplinary process. And get that one we can address later. And so those were from previous years. And then for GPW in the remaining years or last year, there was mentioned for the need of a tripartite meeting between the GPW, National Treasury, DHA, and CETA, so four parts. The annual financial statements were submitted only in 29 December 22 to the Auditor General. AG indicated that the report would have been signed off by 24 April 2023. However, as we know, that was only returned to us in September, so this is still outstanding. Okay, so what I'm going to move to now is much of these recommendations are then covered by the budget vote responses. So I'm going to move to those now, which is on page 48, to save some time. The recommendation in budget vote was that although the budget had increased, the capacity at DHA had remained low, even though there was consideration of increasing 5%. And the committee recommended perhaps considering the employment of the youth in the digitization project being extended to increase their capacity. the department indicated that the additional allocation were given in October last year, allowing for 742 additional posts, with priority giving to civic services. But that was still only at 40% of the 18,000 ideal posts. The department submitted a second capacitation business case to National Treasury, and for an additional 3,000 posts at the cost of 1.4 billion. And they had reprioritized some funds to redirect staff to inspectorates, hospital clerks, mobile units, and front office managers. But they were still awaiting formal feedback from National Treasury, which may well happen now during the midterm budget. In terms of the decentralization of applications, after the Lubisi report, the department has submitted renewed delegations for all five, for all visas, and after deliberation from the DG, there was approval expected on the 15th of September, and this we haven't received the response on since then, in terms of how those delegations lower levels for visa adjudications are occurring. And the department indicated that they will consider including the untargeted applications in the annual report for permits that are currently not being reported on. As indicated, the branch appointment booking system has been expanded for the collection of documents and been made available in all 202 modernized offices. The DHA should ensure that all queries sent to the department by committee members on behalf of the public should be responded to. The department received a total of 750 queries, which they reported to us in the previous meeting, from the period 1st of April to date. And of these, 530 have been finalized and 216 are still pending. And this is just for the period from April to September. They have not abandoned the remaining issues. They're just taking time, including some legal reference needed. In terms of dealing with long queues, the department's hybrid access model had been identified and will be executed over the short, medium, and long term in order to deal with the footprint. And that included 778 mobile offices in the medium and long term, covering all areas of population with less than 40,000. And that they were budgeting for additional mobile units in the coming years, as well as expanding self-service kiosks to enable clients to act directly with the department and office. In terms of the they reported back also in terms of the progress on the modernization of rural offices to phase out identity documents, green identity documents, including all the offices that had been upgraded, and also a new small booth application process, which we saw being trialed at the Midland office, being expanded to other offices. So it's a smaller area for capturing of photos and processing of documents that could fit into a smaller infrastructure, which were limitations in some of the offices now. In terms of installing security cameras for security purposes, all new offices would be receiving cameras and alarms. But for remaining offices, was limited by budget availability. Okay, registration of births we've already updated on. In terms of the VFS issues and on the committee conducting an oversight, these offices, the department is ready to receive the committee. The committee, however, has just had its oversight plan limited by the need to address legislation as well as a proposed international study tour. So this can still occur when the time allows. And then in terms of the public-private partnership for the visa facilitation services, the bid for appointment of a transaction advisor failed several times, and on some occasions there were no applications received at all, or no suitable application. And it was successfully only issued on the 12th of May 2023, and that the Immigration Services has been to the adjudication committee to obtain permission to go to the open market on this issue, in terms of replacing the visa facilitation services. On the BMA, the BMA is needing to be fully operationalized, BMA being recruiting 400 additional law enforcement border guards who are undergoing training, and 50 maritime postal guards will be deployed in the medium term. And in terms of improving BMA efficiency, capacitation journey where key posts are being filled to enable the BMA to discharge its mandate is being rolled out. And there's also a redesigning and developing of 6 key land ports for one-stop border posts, which is undergoing a public-private partnership process. In terms of the Electoral Commission, in terms of providing potential funding for independent candidates and the Party Funding Act, National Treasury has approved the retention of surpluses to the value of $1.5 billion from previous years to be rolled over for these matters, including the increased size of ballots. And the requested political party funding act is not under the purview of the commission. It is decided independently, but it's being considered given the potential increase of candidates, of members or the different political and independent parties. In terms of improving on the performance against targets, the IEC would be conducting further registration events at the end of this year and beginning of next year, as well as increasing engagement with citizens through social media and conventional media. And then in terms of governing printing works, for the remaining ministerial review panel report recommendation, the target is to implement them by 31 March 2024. And their recommendation to achieve beyond 12 months period that were of a strategic nature, such as in the ICT, was also subject of the forensic investigation, but was also being addressed slowly but surely. Yes, and in terms of providing reliable audit data and the consequent management for dereliction in this regard, the GPW indicated that they adhere to statutory reporting requirements of the PFMA and audit the data is accurate except where it relates to legacy matters caused by data loss. And that the AG was assisting in terms of technical assistance in this matter. Then On the state printed bill, again, the matter was escalated to the minister in order to obtain an audience from the two provinces remaining to be consulted. And as well as the Department of Legal Services for agreement or collaboration with two premiers that are still outstanding. So these are the recommendations. The first listed under Section 12 are those outstanding from previous years. Sorry, it actually should be 11. The department should strive towards a clean audit opinion and better adhere to in-year audit plans, in particular the impairment of departmental revenue in collecting penalties. Progress on audit plans and the Auditor General management letter must continue to form part of all future quarterly performance reporting to the committee. The department has reported on this in their quarterly reports, but I think the ongoing oversight on this matter is still important. The recommendation remains. The Home Affairs Office must work with the Department of Basic Education and Social Development to proactively assist children with social support. Again, we've indicated that this is being addressed, but ongoing oversight, particularly on the DNA testing, is still required. On the Department of the Printing Works, remaining recommendations that there will be presented to Parliament as soon as possible, bearing in mind the capacity of the organisation to affect these legislative changes. So no feedback from a member there is that the bill shouldn't really proceed until the State Security Agency or until the DPW is in a more stable condition. DPW should work closely with National Treasury, DHA, CETA and AG to ensure that annual reports and financial statements for 22-23 are submitted on time. So obviously they haven't been submitted on time, so this is still outstanding. Regarding HR in the IT environment, the DPW must continue to develop a strategy to augment the skills and capacity in ICT because they're still not addressing the underlying ICT issues in the Ministerial Review Panel. The Minister of Home Affairs should ensure that all the recommendations of that report, particularly on the data loss, are implemented, particularly on the consequence management. So as indicated, these matters are still need to be overseen. And the IEC, in collaboration with key stakeholders, will need to further improve to ensure that they meet their annual targets to register the 10 million unregistered eligible South Africans to participate in the election and continue to the continued IEC in order is commendable, but they still need to improve on their performance against targets. And there was actually a decrease in performance against targets to 71% this year, so this recommendation is also still outstanding. Moving then to the newer budget recommendations for this year going forward. Again, the requirement we indicate here, underlined, is that these be reported back to us within 6 months. As in the previous years, that took them 8 months to respond to us. We got them only in June this year. But so just a little bit more time, so we have more time to address that, the outstanding recommendations. So then 12.1 is that the AG presented similar reports to the committee on the DHA audit, which had been unqualified with findings since 2018-19, in fact, since before that. And the DHA must better address monitoring the implementation of their audit action plans on compliance with applicable laws and regulations to move to the target of a clean audit. The DHA must continue to address long queues at DHA offices, including expanding mobile units, network reliability, quality of service by staff and monetizing offices. So again, they are working on this, but they're still outstanding.
It's an ongoing concern. DHA must address gender and disability equity targets, filling positions of the DHA top management. And account should also be given as to why this has not been done yet. So adapted based on the feedback from Honorable Ruiz. The department was operating at 42% of its capacity, and immigration branch only met 25% of its targets, in particular in the permitting unit. And the DHA should report on the feedback by National Treasury for the second capacitation business case, for more funding. Change. To operate at an acceptable level, especially in the immigration branch. The BMA needed to be better funded to improve the prevention of undocumented migration. And that the total of 2.9 billion over the medium term from 22 to 25 was promised for the establishment of the BMA. However, it indicated in its budget presentations that it only had received 168 million in 2022 and 278 million for the first quarter of 2023. So that equates to only 15% of the three-year allocation after 15 months. So one would expect at least twice that much funding by this stage. So there is a delay in their funding that we recommend be addressed. Since the BMA establishment of staff consultation revealed certain transitional issues regarding employee benefits and salaries that must be addressed and reported to the committee as soon as possible to ensure that officials are not further adversely affected. The chairperson has been in consultation with the BMA and the minister on this matter to ensure that it's effectively resolved. Address the delayed transfer of SAPS 6,000 officials across all ports in the country compared to the only 600 BMA staff, as this is meant that the BMA cannot be functional in terms of administrating border posts. Having implemented much of the Lubisa report on immigration permitting, report back should be given to the renewed decentralized delegation of visa and permit decisions being considered by the DG to address backlog. The department should use its limited resources and technology more effectively. An assessment of staff productivity over time was needed, since it appears that staff were contributing to 18% less documents each than in 2023 than 14 years ago. The DHA must urgently address the long outstanding remaining impairment of 440 million in relation to the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. The committee noted that DHA had IT weaknesses, and there was a recommendation that DHA should develop a roadmap to address the weaknesses. These weaknesses allow fraud and corruption to occur, especially in the permit. Update the committee on the quarterly on the progress on the 839 million allocated for the digitization of records project requires minor change needed there. Report on the delay in the procurement of passenger name recognition due to the need for an open tender and the related National Treasury un-earmarking of funds. So money was allocated for this project, but because they're the only sole provider, there were some technical issues in terms of the tender process, which was delayed by National Treasury. So the funds allocated for that system need to either be reallocated or rolled over for the following year. Report on the appointment of the CTS Consortium as transaction advisor on the visa facilitation services on 12 May 2023, and the Immigration Services requesting bid adjudication committee permission to go to an open market on this issue for the VFS appointment. The Electoral Commission must address issues on the requirement for overseas voters to have passports and IDs for voting, while South Africans in the country will only require an identity document. South Africans abroad struggle to receive both documents on time, so consideration of this by the IEC. For South African citizens who have lost citizens as a result of requiring another citizenship, informing the Minister of Home Affairs
the Constitutional Court ruled this was unconstitutional, and the DHA, DIRCO, and IEC would need to together ensure that they receive their passports and identity documents on time for the 2024 elections. IEC needs to report on the procurement of the building for its national offices to prevent unnecessary further high expenditure on rental of its current offices. The committee recommended that DPW have more frequent meetings with the committee, DPW, National Treasury, and in their internal audit, find solutions to the outstanding ministerial review panel recommendations and around the GPDASW data loss, and update the committee on reports in its budget that there are no costs budgeted for data recovery, whereas there was significant challenges in auditing due to this lost data. DPW needed to work proactively to ensure that it finalizes already late 23 annual report as soon as possible after bringing its audited report back from the AG. Address the critical issues raised by AG in relation to implementation of their audit action plan, particularly on the areas of ICT and business development, where only 20% or less of the related 80%, 87 targets were resolved. The committee needs to convene a meeting with GPW National Treasury, an internal audit, and engage with the minister to assess the effectiveness and accountability of GPW management in terms of the particularly the addressing of outstanding issues and consequence management. And Microsoft patches were not sufficient to ensure that the IT environment was GPW was waiting for IT for a tender to procure IT services, and the GPW should undertake all possible routes to ensure that the systems were secured after the data loss and address the backups to return to a secure document. And then finally, there was also an email on one additional recommendation for the IEC that I wanted to include. Give me 1 second to open that document, that email. All right, for delay. There was that IEC must address the weaknesses in the internal controls around the process of compiling and collating performance information reported in the performance report, as they were pointed out by the AG. Okay, so I'm going to just add that one to the report. That was the one additional feedback from honorable member. And yeah, that's me for now. Thank you, Chair or Acting Chair.
Well, thanks very much. Can you hear me, Mr. Matonsi?
We can hear you.
Yes, Chair. Can hear you.
No, thanks very much, colleagues, and thanks, Mr. Salmon. Thanks for presenting this report. Members, we've circulated the report, and we hopeful that they've gone through. We'll then invite if there are comments so that we consider the report. I'll start in attendance is Honorable Malekwa, Honorable Ross, Honorable Tejana, Honorable Bongo, Honorable Mohalde, Honorable Mudisemza. I'll ask if there are no comments on the reports or addition or corrections so that we consider the report. In that order, Honorable Malekwa.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me also appreciate the report as presented and also acknowledge that the report has been thoroughly compiled so that it entails all the other things that were not included. Chairperson, I don't have any other comment or addition. I just want to say, take note of the report. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Honourable Ross.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to Adam for putting together this comprehensive report. I think it was a lot of hard work and difficulty in trying to correlate everything in the last week. The one thing, Chair, that I just still don't see here is there was an item on the 2022 BRRR whereby the committee would refer the GPW audit outcomes and the loss of data to the Standing Committee on Public Accounts for further oversight of its governance and the implementation of recommendations by the AG, Treasury, and GPW. And it's mentioned in 6.2.19 of the ministerial responses, but I'd asked in a previous committee meeting whether it had been referred to SCOPA. And at that stage, it was the committee secretary was unsure and was going to check and come back. So I wanted to confirm whether it was referred to SCOPA, because if it wasn't, then it hasn't been addressed and it should be part of the items outstanding from the 2022 report. That's it from me, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Ross. Honourable Tejana. Honourable Tejana. Honourable Bongo. Honourable Bongo. Honourable Mohale. Honourable Mohale. Honourable Mudisi Mja. Honourable Mudisi Mja. Mr. Matons?
Yes, Ms. Mudisa is in the meeting. I don't know if she has got difficulties. And Mr. Mkhali is also in the meeting as well. And then Mr. Tejan as well is in the meeting. I don't know if they have got difficulties with the network.
Okay, Honourable Pillion?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, let me first appreciate the report and all the efforts made by our content advisor. I think it's been captured quite succinctly. Chair, mine is just on the CETA. I think there needs to be an addition on the CETA because we've raised this, I think, every year. And I think there is still no clear plan. So perhaps if that can be added. And then just to in response, there was a response from DHA that I'm concerned about, Chair, where they gave us written responses. For example, the first one about, are there any programs to evaluate productivity of staff? And it says no. The department has no programs to evaluate the productivity of staff. Then the second one talks about customer satisfaction. And then it says there's no integrated system. And just from that too, I think it raises alarm bells for me. So I think that, you know, it's important, but I can see that Adam is just showing us on the screen that it is there. So I'm happy if that is covered. That is all from my side, Chair. I think I want to move towards adopting this report. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, members, for comments and amendments. There are two issues which we need to respond to. One is that given that there was a ministerial advisory panel in relation to the recommendation that were not yet implemented but presented before the committee, we considered not to, and I think that was highlighted in one of the meetings, to not to proceed with the referral to the SCOPA. Hence, we have taken that decision for the appointment of the panel, and the panel presented to the committee who appreciated the recommendation, and the implementation thereof committee ought to monitor that. That is the reasoning we did not proceed with the referral to SCOPA. And including the general the report on how we need to engage with the current printing works. Mr. Salmon, if you can go to 12.15 on the IEC, 12.15. I'm not sure whether the committee has, you have captured it proper. Because the IEC has provided a response around that. Is this an accurate response to IEC, Mr. Salmon? Because my understanding was that if the citizen does not have documents or is no longer a citizen, is not eligible to cast his vote, was not the response of the IEC, Mr. Salmon, if you can assist us. Salma?
Beg your pardon, I was on mute. Yes, so this was a recommendation, I think, that came from Honorable Roos in one of our meetings on the difficulty of voters abroad being able to vote due to the lack of documents. And I think essentially what it requires, we can reformulate it in a better way, to say that the IEC and the HA need to, and as well as the DPW, all need to work together to make sure that all the documents of South African citizens abroad are addressed as soon as possible prior to the elections. And then on the matter with the next point on those who had lost citizenship as a result of not informing the minister, that the Concord, this case was being addressed, but it's unlikely to be addressed prior to the next elections, but that consideration could be given to this in our forthcoming consequential amendments bill, because it relates to a similar constitutional matter, but I'm unsure that we'll be able to address this in time, but we're recommending that they try and address it, but it's the time limitations make it challenging. And then, sorry, if I can just address the two issues raised by the honourable members, the outstanding matter from an honourable play. Yes, I think we can make a more specific recommendation that better measures need to be put in place to monitor the productivity of staff going forward, not just to report on what has been done. That is an outstanding matter. And then on the issue of CETA, I think we can make a more general recommendation. There is still an outstanding recommendation from previous years, but we will, I'll include it, because right now it's only referring specifically to the DPW, but there are still outstanding issues related to CETA in more generally. And I will add as such, as indicated.
Okay. With those amendments which were carried, Mr. Matons and Mr. Salmon, I wanted you to check the records of the IEC, and I agree with the thrust of the drafting, particularly all the issue in relation to the IEC, the citizen who are no longer don't have documents, and how the IEC has responded. So that different referral to that front. Noting the comments and the amendments that have been made, Honorable Chile, yes, for the adoption of the report. Any second?
Second,
no, you've moved for the adoption.
Okay.
I'm requesting a seconda. Any seconda?
Mudisem Pia second,
Chair. And Mudisem Pia second, an objection to the... Thank you.
Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mudisem Pia. Any objection?
Chairperson?
Honourable Ross?
Just to indicate that DA reserves its right to vote on the report.
Yes, Honourable Ross?
Just to indicate
that DA... Thank you. Consider the... thank you, Honourable Ross. The report is now being adopted and carried. And thanks, members, for and Mr. Salmon and Mr. Matonsi for having and Mr. Ndaba for having worked through to present of those that have been presented by the IEC, DHA, Down Printing Works, and the Border Management Authority. Thank you very much, Mr. Matonsi. Is there any other matter?
No, Chair, there's no other matter, except that we have a meeting next week, Tuesday. It's going to be virtual.
Okay. Thank you very much, members. Our meeting stands adjourned.
Chairperson?
Chairperson?
Sorry, Chair, just before you close the meeting, I don't remember there being an opportunity to lodge apologies, Chair. I just wanted to please convey the apology of Honourable Kanyile. Chair, unfortunately, I had an unmovable clash with this meeting.
Noted, Honourable Ross. The apologies were carried and accepted. Our meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Good night.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.